Hi, this is Kim, and you're listening to Kaya Radio.
Musobe barala ila korda kono kananyena amanke la jonti. Musobe barala ila korda kono kananyena amanke la jodi amanke la jodi. Musobe barala ila korda kono kananyena amanke la jonti. Abe fitarola kalero lokuta kontoni usima utavita amanke la jonti. Amanke la jonti. Thank you.
Now, the music scene of the 1970s in West Africa, particularly in Nigeria, was one of incredible creativity. The blending of funk, R&B, psychedelic and prog rock stylings from the Western world with traditional African instruments and polyrhythmic percussions resulted in an infectious, enigmatic and extremely danceable and often politically charged wave of music, which captured the spirit of optimism and liberation in early post-colonial Africa. Labels such as Brooklyn's Knitting Factory Records, David Byrne's Luaka Bop, and crate digging labels like Analog Africa and Awesome Tapes from Africa have done wonders in highlighting the diversity of this period and bringing its sounds to its audience. Now, William Anyabo, and that's the second last song that I played you, he stands out as arguably the most innovative and progressive of these artists. While songs such as Body and Soul and Atomic Bomb reflect the sounds of his contemporaries, they still do not fall as neatly under the banner of Afro-funk or Afro-beat as, say, Fela Kuti or The Funkees, another band that I played you today so far. Now, and this is like sort of the tone of our episode today. It is inspired by William Anyabo. I recently watched a documentary about him, and you should check it up. It is up on YouTube, but interesting story. Nobody knows much about the man. He is such a mystery, but his music lives on. You are on Kaya Radio, and my name is Shoshi.
Thank you.
Another group who were blazing the trail around the same time were the Lijadu sisters. They were born around the 40s, and their names are Taiwo and Kehinde Lijadu. They both passed away, unfortunately, but they were identical twin sisters who were born in Nigeria, and they made music between the 60s and the 80s. They had a lot of success in Nigeria, and a little bit of success in the United States and Europe as well, notable for being the West African version of the Pointer Sisters, who mixed Afrobeat with jazz and a bit of disco. Since the late 1980s, they retired from music, though. And incidentally, they were also cousins of Fela Kuti. So I'm going to play you their song next. I hope you're enjoying this bit of sort of history lesson in African music. I learn a lot from this stuff myself, through research and so on. And I hope you enjoy these songs, and I hope you enjoy these stories too. Stay tuned to Kaya Radio for more music.
Hey!
And that was Alhaji Kwabena Frimpong. Now, how I discovered this particular song, I was hanging out with my friend Larry. Now, Larry plays for a band that's based here in Melbourne called Black Jesus Experience. He's got his own band as well called Standing Circle, and they are playing their first gig this Thursday at Bar Open. So, yeah, if you're in Melbourne, go check out Bar Open this Thursday and, give the brother some support. But I discovered this album at his house, just sitting there. Larry and I share quite a lot of music and stories about music as well. And I'm hoping to have him on the show so he can, you know, share his knowledge of music as well. But you are still on Kaya Radio and we are almost at the end of our show for today. We'll play out with a few more tracks, but thank you for hanging out with us today and we will see you again next week. We'll be right back.
This is Monkey Mark, and you are tuned in to Kaya Radio.
Thank you. Weakness, je suis bon, mais pas con.